Boulder, Colorado, a 46-year-old woman was found dead in a bathtub full of milk with a banana crammed down her throat. The police suspect a serial killer.
With a bag of bananas.
The end of life. The irreversible cessation of all biological functions that sustain a living organism.
These are the things that have died.
Some organisms, such as Turritopsis darwinii.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Your pronunciation was spot on.
Are biologically
immortal.
However, they can still die from means other than aging.
Yes.
You can kill them.
Yes, but they are technically immortal.
Death is generally applied to the whole organism, the equivalent to the whole organisms. Who wrote this?
You know, it's probably one of those damn interns. They never get my order right. Sons of bitches.
Something that is not considered an organism, such as a virus, can be physically destroyed, but is not said to die, as a virus is not considered alive in the first place.
A virus is kind of defined like a biological computer. It only exists to do what it does.
Programming.
Pretty much. It's like biological programming, if you will. Within its DNA, and I'm air-doing that, it's just meant to infect, or whatever the fuck. Like, because when COVID came out, like, all this coverage on viruses and what they are and how they act and stuff like that, it was pretty interesting. It's like, yeah, it's biological, but it doesn't act biological. It acts like a robot or a computer that's programmed. It, you know, it doesn't have a personality, per se. It's not like this virus is like, hey! Guess who's sick? Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. That's my little virus. What the virus, how virus is virally, in fact. That's what it sounds like.
More on death in a minute.
Doo-doo-doo.
First, I got something else. This is a report out of Washington, D.C. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and members of Congress in Washington, D.C. on Thursday. Biden announced a new $7.9 billion support package for Ukraine. Quote, Russia will not prevail. Ukraine will prevail.
We weren't going to use the money anyway. Our people are good. End quote.
Zelensky asked President Joe Biden and members of Congress to release the restrictions on Western long-range missiles. So here's some death for you.
All right. Let's get ready, y'all.
Currently, U.S. policy doesn't allow Ukraine to use those on targets in Russia. I think that's been a talking point over the last maybe month or two.
Yeah, we have spoken about it several times. Are we against Russia or with Ukraine? Because to me, inevitably, you're going to get to that point of should we use what we have to use in these situations?
Well, it all boils down to Putin. Saying, hey, if this is a proxy war and you're using your weapons to hit us deep, then it's you hitting us.
Yeah.
And I get
see,
that.
See, no, that's...
I don't disagree with
it. Yeah. If you push on Ukraine, we come pushing back with Ukraine because Ukraine's our boy. And I don't care how big and bad Russia thinks they are. They didn't even exist like 35 years ago.
Well, anyway, if Russia pushes back, how hard will they push back? And that's the question. That's all there is to it. Anyway, quote, the only way you're going to get Russia to the table, the negotiation table to, like, ceasefire, is to hit them harder than you're hitting them today. That's a valid point.
To a degree, depends on what you're looking at. If there's no room for diplomacy or peace talk, then yeah. If there's room for peace talk, you're kind of ushering that off the table. But then again, as long as this has been going on, I kind of see why. It can go either way.
Go ahead and up the ante is what he's saying.
Yeah. Like, it's nothing that you want. You don't want to provoke anything, but at the same time, what's the long game here for what we're doing? Where's the end game? That's what I'm asking. If this is a quicker way to the end game, so be it.
Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican, South Carolina.
I'm going to die in office. This is how I talk. Why don't we up the ante? I'm not gay, you're gay. Lindsey's a very masculine name. And if you didn't know, I was fucking y'all. So I had to be jumping down like some Lambo toes. And I know she a hoe. My niggas know she a hoe. Since she always around when we blowing on that drone.
Colorado. Cops shoot and kill. And it was really just one cop, but they're grouping, putting him in.
Everybody's kind of like, yo, I did it. No, I did it. Well, my bullet hit him. Well, no, my bullet ricocheted off of your bullet, then hit him.
There was a car theft suspect in a Walmart entryway, and the police approached him, and then he pulled a gun.
Obviously a valid response. I don't see why the police freaked out. I tell you, Walmart attracts the crazies. I swear to God, the craziest part of America will be in the parking lot or in the bathroom of a Walmart, any Walmart in the state of Florida. Florida's too dramatic, so is Walmart.
There was a woman right next to the man carrying her groceries. She dropped those and backpedaled away, is what they're saying. Mm. And later, after the dust settled, she wasn't with the guy. She didn't, I mean, she
didn't
reacted.
Come back for the groceries?
She actually reacted appropriately. Yeah. She got out of there.
Yeah, yeah. I would have taken the groceries though. I mean, you already paid
for
them. That's true.
She could have just backpedaled while carrying
right.
the groceries.
Right, they're carrying them already. I mean, it seems like it'd be more work just to let them go.
Anyway, before you got to rambling earlier, I wanted to say the officer immediately unloads on the suspect. Ben. The guy's name is Ben.
No, of course. I know a lot of Bens that get unloaded by... cops.
Demanding he drop the gun, which he was on his way to death, so he did drop it. The officer rendered medical aid to Ben before paramedics arrived and declared him dead at the scene.
Yeah, because, you know, after you shoot him with no formal training, it's kind of hard to have him hang on there. Like, look at me, you hang on there, bud, you hang on, you don't let go, you... Oh, he's dead, he's so cold, he's dead.
A lot going on in New York. New York Mayor Eric Adams charged with bribery, campaign finance violations. What are they saying? $10 million he took illegally. Anyway, in New York, there was a subway shooting, probably one every day. But this one left people hit with friendly fire. Another officer was hit, and then just a random, you know, person was hit in the head, they said.
Yeah, yeah. But, I find it ironic they label that friendly.
That's it.
Oh, hit me.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I could go into the story, but if you're... I mean, that's it.
Okay. I thought it just seemed like you had more, so I didn't want
to... Diddy returns New York's key to the city.
After what it was locking up, I think New York's okay if he kept it.
In the wake of Cassie assault video. In the wake of probably a little bit more than that at this point.
Yeah, keep the key. We're good. We can just make another key. We'll change the locks. Don't worry.
I saw somewhere Carl Winslow, I don't know his real name.
Reginald Vell Johnson, Jesus.
Was standing up for Diddy a bit.
Well, I sure as hell wouldn't sit down on him. Uh-oh.
Little break.
Well, at least she's upfront about it. It's not like you gotta find out and by going over to her place or something.
I've got a list of celebrity deaths here from 2024 specifically.
Oh, good, good. It's recent. That would be this year.
I'm just gonna throw, I don't know, maybe a good bit of them out.
This is kind of like our, memoriam, I guess, and remembrance.
If you go through it kind of quick, some of them will be like, really? I didn't realize they were dead.
Okay, this ought to be interesting. Everyone get your bingo cards out. We're about ready to fill them up.
It's like, didn't you say something about Robert Palmer?
Yeah, Yeah, he died apparently in 2003 at 54 from a heart attack. I don't recall that. Apparently I was too busy in 2003 to take notice. But geez, that sucks. Oh, and at 54.
That's a good one to lead into Tito Jackson. Don't they suspect that was a heart attack?
Honestly, I don't know. But he actually hung in there, 70. It's okay, but you know, he's no James Earl Jones, but
93 James Earl Jones.
God, that's, you make it past your 90, you make it to your 90s, you're doing great. You have to be Darth Vader if you're making it that long.
His descendants are never in the news like everybody else is on TMZ and stuff.
Who, James Earl Jones?
Yeah, who's getting his money? He sold his voice rights to Disney.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to think maybe, like, he has some kids. I mean, he got around. Dude was the Snake King in Conan. You know, I'm sure he used that as a pickup line in the 80s. But no, I imagine it's his kids. Maybe, I want to say he was married, but God, at 93, I mean, how far behind could his wife possibly be?
Was he in The Sandlot and Field of Dreams?
Yes. The guy's a baseball legend.
Baseball.
I'll never forget. I've been pronouncing that word wrong for so long until I watched Field of Dreams and heard James Earl Jones with an eloquent voice pronounce it so beautifully. It's like a sonnet with its own melody.
Phil Donahue? John Mayall? You probably know who that is.
John Mayer? Or is it Mayall?
Mayall.
It sounds like a Wish's version of John Mayer. Your body is like wonderful.
Well, he was the godfather. Gosh, the godfather.
The godfather. No, you got it. That's what it was.
The godfather of British blues.
Oh, British blues. That's a blues that makes no sense because it's sung by white people.
Bob Newhart.
Yeah, yeah, but everyone knows that.
Lou Dobbs, Richard Simmons.
Wow, Lou Dobbs died? How old was he?
Shannon Doherty.
Yeah, we knew Shannon.
Lou Dobbs was 78.
You know, I swear, he's like Steve Martin. He's one of those people that you think he was 78 his entire life because he always looked old. Like Morgan Freeman.
I know a guy that's looked 65 his entire life. He's still alive. He's in his 90s now. He still now barely looks 70.
Oh, I tell you, how's Bill doing?
If I ever unblock Bill on everything, we might have him back on the show.
We should.
I don't know if this counts as extending an olive branch, but I do miss his. I miss him on the show.
Yeah, and the fact that, you know, he's looking older and older like that every day, I mean, it just makes you appreciate the time you guys do have together.
Ruth Westheimer. That's Dr. Ruth.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's another lady that always looked old. Like, even in her 60s, she looked like she was 90.
She did always look 90.
Yeah.
Orlando Cepeda.
Ah, Mr. Cepeda.
Do we know what he was famous for?
He was a famous Mexican wrestler. He was known as the Cepeda Tomato because of his red mask.
He was a baseball Hall of Famer.
He did that too, but it's mostly the Mexican wrestling he's known for. The Cepeda Tomato.
Insert splat sound effect. Oh, okay, now they're giving me ads because I clicked on that. Okay.
I do want a bigger dick. How'd they know?
How about Martin Mull?
Yeah, who the fuck is that? That is Roseanne's boss on Roseanne. He was her gay boss.
You're right. I didn't know. I was going to say me either when you didn't know.
Yeah, that name. He's a popular actor in the sense of if you saw him, you'd be like, oh yeah, he was that guy in that movie and he played that on that show. Like, he's one of those familiar faces.
It says he's a scene-stealing actor.
Okay, that's kind of a...
Arrested Development, Roseanne.
Okay, scene-stealing. I feel like that's more of an obit piece. Like, well, you know, we want to pay homage to him. I mean, come on, the guy wasn't a leading man for a reason.
Donald Sutherland.
Yeah, yeah, no, that was a leading man. He was a good actor.
Willie Mays.
Not too good at acting, but he could hit a baseball.
What was that tomato thing with the other guy? The Cepeda Tomato.
I've already forgotten it.
Oh, wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah, Willie Mays was a hell of a wrestler.
Willie Mays Hayes was a hell of a runner. Are you familiar with Willie Mays Hayes?
No.
He was played by Wesley Snipes in the completely fictionalized film Major League.
Huh. Bill Walton?
Is that the Walmart dude or one of the Walmart dudes?
No.
Oh, okay. Was that the patriarch to the Waltons?
Hall of Famer and UCLA legend dies at 71. Baseball. Again, a lot of baseball death.
Man, those guys. It makes me wonder, were they all together doing something? And then, I don't know, like a bear attack happened?
He coached, he radio announced. He was all into the sports.
Boy, I bet his wife loved that. I bet they talked endlessly together.
Jim Otto, that's a football player.
Hmm.
Alice Munro, M-U-N-R-O.
I'm not familiar with her or the spelling.
Any guesses there?
No.
Nobel Prize winning author and master of the short story.
Master, okay, all right, let's just calm that down. Well, like, scene stealing actor, master of the short, okay. You're a writer, I get it. You're good. We'll give you that. You're dead.
Her statement is that she explored the complexity of things, the things within things.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of bullshit. Okay. I swear, if I die, I want you to write an obituary about me like, Todd stuck the hell out of shelves like nobody. Like, bigly. He will be bigly missed.
David Sanborn? Yeah, this is kind of coming into a quiz because...
Yeah,
at this point, are these even celebs?
I don't know. Is he a poet?
He looks like a... What's he playing? A saxophone or something?
Ah, saxophoner. A saxophone.
He was a saxophonist.
Ah, a nist.
Who played with David Bowie.
Oh, okay. There we go. He's just riding off the coattails of David Bowie. No one knows or gives a shit who he is, but you find out he played with David Bowie, all of a sudden he's got some street cred.
Died of prostate cancer.
Well... I think most men will die with prostate cancer, if not from it.
Richard Tandy?
Did he invent the Tandy computer?
No, he's involved with Gibson guitars or something. Longtime electric light orchestra keyboardist.
Dick Tandy.
I know I said guitars because he's standing with a lot of them in his picture here. If you hear the torrential rain, we're actually in the tropical storm. You know, they said that might actually be a hurricane on the edges of Atlanta still. With the amount of force that's going to come through, the storm itself is traveling at 85 miles an hour.
Wow, so there should be
the eye of the storm is traveling at 85 miles an hour.
They should really get a cop on that, slow it down a little bit. Man,
Macon is definitely going to get a hurricane.
I'm going to call
which
it.
They're so far inland.
I'm going to call it like this. Anytime we expect something, you know what happens, Rob?
Something else happens.
Something else, or either it's not as bad as what we expected.
Especially when it pertains to weather.
Exactly. It's always the stuff we didn't predict or didn't expect to be bad that always catches us. I'm going to call this right now. I'm sure we're going to have storm-like conditions. We always do after these hurricanes. But is it going to be as dramatic as people make it out to be? People still going to work tomorrow? Probably. I don't know. The South is so paranoid when it comes to weather.
Duane Eddy. He was a guitar player because he's standing right here playing the guitar in the picture.
Well, I mean, that's ironclad right there.
He was 86 years old.
Well, that's another good age, 86.
Wally Dallenbach, senior.
Oh, senior. Okay, I've only known of the third.
Yeah, he was an F1 driver at some point. They were probably slow back when he used to drive them.
Had to wind it up first, you know, get the spring loaded.
Because he was 87. O.J. Simpson?
Never heard of him. Who's that? Is he like a Orange Julius spokesman or something?
What was he in The Naked Gun?
Oh, he was a...
He was a detective.
Yeah. He was a cop. How ironic.
Yeah, he was a cop.
Yeah. He also was considered for Terminator before Arnold Schwarzenegger. Ain't that something? But he was just so gosh darn nice, I don't think anyone could picture
him
in
that role.
Yeah, a killing machine.
Joe Lieberman.
Oh, wow. I've totally forgot about him until literally just now. So he's dead.
He's dead.
Ah, well, I guess he went to Jewish heaven.
March 27th, 2024.
Wow. I don't remember anyone giving a shit about that on March 27th.
Mm-mm, me either. Steve Lawrence, Eric Carmen, Peter Angelos, who was somehow involved with the Orioles. There's more baseball for you.
Yeah, or bird watching.
This list is longer than you would think. Should I keep going? Let's throw in the ones that I actually know who they are. Toby Keith.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. Now, that was a big deal in the redneck community.
Carl Weathers.
Ah, yes, yes.
There's another Star Wars person to go with James Earl Jones.
Yeah, later. Disney owned Star Wars, yeah. He wasn't in the originals.
He is in one of the originals. I'm pretty sure.
No, you're thinking of Billy D.
Williams.
Lando Calrissian.
They do look alike.
The black guy. Not Darth Vader, but the actual black guy.
Charles Osgood was aged 91.
Aged 91. You make him sound like wine.
Of Star Trek and Alien Nation.
Alien Nation was a weird show.
Oh, my bad. That was Gary Graham.
Oh, Gary Graham. GG. That's what I called him.
Well, the...
GG.
Our news desk has pop-up ads on it, and yeah. Fucks with you.
Goddamn interns and their pop-up ads.
Motherfucker. Charles Osgood, former CBS News Sunday morning host. Now you know who he is.
That's right. Sunday morning, wake up with Charles Osgood. Except not anymore. He's not gonna be waking up anymore. Be rather terrifying if he did.
Glynis Johns, who played Miss Banks in Mary Poppins.
Oh, Mary Poppins!
I was gonna skip over her, but she's dead at 100. And she is, quote, the last of old Hollywood. You think that's another obituary kind of churching up her career?
A little bit, maybe. I mean, I guess the golden era of Hollywood would be described as like towards the end of the 60s. So
she won a Tony.
Well, that's good. Good for her. I'll go to the Tony store and pick up my own goddamn Tony. You know what? I'm going to spring for the full-on Anthony.
She was in an assisted living home when she died in Los Angeles of natural causes. And that's some of the celebrity death.
I'd like to think that's most of the celebrity death news. It's not all of it, but we covered a good bit, especially people we don't know or give a fuck about. But, you know, what the important thing is here tonight, the takeaway is everyone dies, yet we're the only ones that report it. Death News, Inc.
Innocent man on death row for 46 years. Is this the world's greatest miscarriage of justice?
46 years. You know, I'd like to think so, but honestly, cynically, probably not. There's probably people that rotted on death row a lot longer who actually met their end, and we never discovered they were truly innocent.
On his 75th birthday, March 10th, 2011... was the day he celebrated a rather grim milestone. The Guinness World Record certifying him as the longest-held death row inmate.
Talk about insult to injury. Like, hey, Guinness called. Well, am I free? Am I off death row? No. Oh, fuck no. No, 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 no. It's just you've been on death row so long, they want to recognize you for it. Here's a plaque.
More than 56 years after his conviction, Hakamada...
We're really rushing through this death process, but you continue.
Now 88.
Jesus.
Was just 30 years old when he was arrested and charged with the murder of his boss, the man's wife, and their two teenage children.
It's the teenage children that did him in. I think a lot of people, especially now, can sympathize with murdering your boss.
After they were found stabbed to death in their home in Shizuoka.
Shizuoka. They're the maker of Suzuki's. It's a very populous area.
It's actually a lot of back and forth with that case. But anyway, he's out now.
Oh.
The blood didn't match his. The DNA didn't match.
Oh, probably a different color.
He had tried to get some retrials, and they were denied. And at some point, someone took it up.
I'm sure he'll have a forensic file on his case or whatever. And then Robert
McKinney had an idea in his lab coat while filling up vials with unspecified colored liquids. He could get this man off of death row. Dun, 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 dun.
Five pieces of bloody clothing found at the factory where they worked. At the miso factory.
Do they make a soup or me horny?
Bloody soup, actually.
No! Oh, I think that's called tomato soup, maybe a bisque of some sort. You know, when you said the factory, it made me think of Hammy and his meat grinding.
Rap is gay, as we're finding out daily.
I always thought rap was kind of like more bi, because there's a lot of, like that Lil Nas X or whatever.
Well, some people say that bi is gay, but I hear you. Yeah, rap is bi. And
but then again, but if you think of all say, pop music, it's all bi.
But then you can't say rap's gay.
Well, do you mean gay as in, oh, I don't like rap, or gay as in, oh, there are a lot of, you know, butt pirates?
You mean it as you don't like rap, but now it's kind of a pun because it's literally gay.
Yeah, right. It's like it was gay but closeted in the 90s. So when you called it gay, it was like, oh, I don't like that. That was popular vernacular back then. Nowadays, it's rather distasteful. But now that people are being exposed, rap was, in fact, kind of gay.
Fatality.